Nelson Mandela was, and in fact he still is, an icon around the world. He was held in so high an esteem that even in death, millions of people now can't get enough of his story and his achievements. So tell me, how excited are you to tell the Mandela story now?
Well, a story like this comes to a writer once in a lifetime. So I'm very excited to tell it. I'm very excited to share Mandela's exploits and the way of dealing with power with the rest of the world.
So what stories generally does the book tell? I know the subtitle of the book is The Presidential Years. Can you share with me some of the most intriguing revelations in your book?
The book is about Mandela's presidential years, of course, but he started off as a leader of the ANC, and so much of his involvement, much of his insights are about how to make sure that the ANC itself becomes a very strong engine for the government of South Africa. That is the first thing. But the second thing is he was very worried about how to make sure that the Southern African region, to make sure that Africa itself was held in high esteem by the international community. That is why he was very assiduously working towards the resolution of those problems in Southern Africa and in Africa as a whole. For instance, the problem of the Congo in the DRC, he made sure that he was able to help with the transition from Mobutu all the way to Laurent Kabila, who has then been taken over by, the reins have been taken over by his son, Joseph Kabila. So those were some of the things he had to deal with. And then he went all the way to the north to sort out the problem of the Lockerbie disaster, with which was facing
Gaddafi.
Muammar Gaddafi, yes.
Oh, okay. So just before we dive further into the book's contents, let me briefly touch on Mandela's widow, Graca Machel. She wrote the prologue to the book. What did she make of her husband's latest memoir?
She feels very proud that the memoirs were finally done. This was something that she had discussed with her late husband to make sure that the memoirs were done, so that they give a lasting stamp to Mandela's leadership. You will remember that this started a long time ago. The writing started a long time ago.
Right.
And so she was anxious that the memoirs should come out. She feels that the memoirs is a continuation of the long walk to freedom.
Yeah, I learned that Mr. Mandela himself was quite uncomfortable by the fact that he may not be able to finish this memoir because he wanted a story to be told, and you've done that for him. Like all politicians, Mr. Mandela was praised and on rare occasions criticized. Does the book offer any explanations to some of the decisions he made when he was president that so many people criticized, especially people in South Africa? In other words, does the book somehow offer explanations to some of the decisions that Mr. Mandela made why he was the leader of the ANC or leader of South Africa? I'll give one example. In the case of Cyril Ramaphosa, Mandela wanted him as his deputy president, but the ANC overruled him and chose Thabo Mbeki instead. Are there similar explanations in the book that you edited why Mr. Mandela, his views were quite contrary to what the general leadership of the ANC was advocating?
There are two strands to Mandela's form of leadership. First, he was a leader that consulted widely with the executive of the ANC, and he also listened to the people of South Africa through their representatives far and wide. But he was his own person. He was his own man. So sometimes he made decisions that went against the grain of the general feeling or decision-making of the ANC. For instance, you will remember that he once advocated that the age for voting should be 12 or 14. Mm-hmm. And then the ANC and the whole of South Africa, really, through the media, they took issue with this. In some way, there were cartoons that ridiculed this this decision or this proposal by Nelson Mandela. And to that extent, he was able to say to people that he has listened to the criticism and decides that he will not push the matter any further. So he could be overruled. And then, of course, there were a number of other areas. You have cited the question of Cyril Ramaphosa and Thabo Mbeki. He listened to the leaders of the ANC, but much more, he listened to the advice that was given by the grand old man of the liberation struggle, and that is Julius Nyerere of Tanzania and Kenneth Kaunda of Zambia, who said to him that they had worked with Oliver Tambo for very many years. And Oliver Tambo had his understudy. His first lieutenant was Thabo Mbeki. And so they recognized Oliver Tambo in Thabo Mbeki, and then they felt more comfortable with that. Although they did accept that he wanted Ramaphosa because Ramaphosa came from a minority nation in South Africa. Right. And he wanted to create a coherence across the family, as it were, of leadership.
Writing a memoir is somehow like looking at the world in hindsight. Do you see anything in Mandela's writings? If he were alive today, do you think there's anything that he would have done differently?
One of the things that are pressing in South Africa right now is the question of the economy. I think he would have proposed a much stronger, possibly interventionist manner on the side of the government to make sure that there is a strong redress of the depredations of apartheid, which have left the vast majority in a very dissolute situation.
You wrote in your book, Dare Not Linger, that Mr. Mandela in public tended to be conciliatory with people like Inkatha Freedom Party leader Mangosuthu Buthelezi and then President F.W. de Klerk, but privately he would read the riot act to them. What was he like? Was he presenting something different to the public and then maybe in private quite a different thing?
Well, it took a lot of pressure for Mandela to read the riot act to a leader in public. For instance, when F.W. de Klerk, who had presided over the National Party at a time when there were massacres of black people in South Africa, those were the things that Mandela could find unsupportable, and he would rail against de Klerk in public. But privately, publicly. Same with Buthelezi. But I had heard from his widow, Grasa Machel. She said to me that Mandela was very loath to humiliate people, not only leaders.
And looking at how post-apartheid or post-Mandela South Africa has turned out to be, has present-day leadership of the ANC betrayed Mr. Mandela's ideals?
Mandela, when he came out and became the president of the ANC and the president of the country, his singular mission was to unify South Africa, to make sure that he created the basis, the foundation for a democratic South Africa, a stable country. And so this was his major preoccupation, his major focus. Now, the building of a democracy, the building of a new state, takes a long time. I'm sure he would recognize that South Africa is 23 years old today, and that's a short time in the scale of history. So it has to go through very, very, very turbulent times, I would think, before it stabilizes itself. The tussling within the ANC itself right now happens when the structure structures fought the support of democracy, the judiciary, the media, civil society, etc., are very, very strong, are very alive, and they will weather this kind of ferment that is currently taking place. I would think, to answer your question, that he would be disappointed, of course, with the way the ANC, in many, many respects, has behaved, and would feel that what he had set out to achieve, to a certain extent, has been betrayed. But I think he would not despair.
What will you see as the best thing Mr. Mandela must be remembered for?
I think Mr. Mandela gave humanity the power to celebrate itself and the power to see in itself its own potential. He gave the world the capacity to listen to the voices of the oppressed, the voices of the underclass, and to know that even where there is development, there is always a need to wait and see the extent to which those who are the slowest in society can also be helped. He did dispense goodwill, and he did dispense a possibility for a listening leadership.